Welcome to the March Ramble Fap, which I am recording in February. February, I think a lot of people, I tend to say February, but it's February, isn't it? Why am I suddenly unsure about that? Anyway, I've been taking singing lessons since January, and I am improving, but I don't know if you can hear it right now because I woke up this morning and I'm feeling like I'm coming down with a cold. I had like a sore throat keeping me awake in the night, and just generally can tell that like something's brewing inside my bod and it's not going to be good. I was planning to record and release this next week, just before I go to Australia, but sometimes when I end up getting sick, particularly if it's a cold or a flu, then the effect that it has on my voice means that I can't really get a decent recording for sometimes like a week or more. So I thought I would record it now, earlier than scheduled, planned, and release it at the same time, but just record this a little bit earlier, so that my voice is still in somewhat good condition in case I end up getting snotty or just gross or whatever. So that's why I'm recording this in February rather than March. Singing lessons are going really well. I'm absolutely loving them. I've got to do scales. I have a lesson like every week and a half on average for about 45 minutes to an hour. My teacher's really cool. She's really fun. Great. It's really fun in the sessions. Like, I was really nervous about going to singing lessons beforehand, but she really put me at ease. And it's just, I don't know, it's just fun. And then I go home and I do my scales every day, although I haven't done them today because I'm sort of trying not to talk too much today, apart from doing this ramble fap. But yeah, I'll get back on them in the morning. And then I actually have another lesson tomorrow, which I don't know. Yeah, if I'm sick, I might have to cancel, which is annoying, or reschedule maybe or something. But it was meant to be my last lesson before I go to Australia. And I was going to ask her to give me like a bunch of really, just like really easy scales like to do, because I'm going to be away for a month. I'm all over the place with what I'm talking about here. Just bouncing from one thing to the next. Yeah, I'm going to Australia for a month next week to see my family. And I kind of need some scales to do every day when I'm there, but just like some really basic ones, like the fundamentals. Because sometimes the scale exercises are sort of all over the place. Got to do all kinds of different things. Like there's a lot of trilling, that's called. And there is also like one where you go in from a fry into like an n things, which is kind of like and then I try to like do a ghost on the end, as they call it, which is sort of like trying to teach yourself to do like the vibrato, like which I can't really do yet, but I've got the power in my like chest voice, but I need to work on my falsetto and my vibrato, and just also like just improve the confidence and the general strength of my voice. In general, my falsetto is terrible. I've picked a song that I'm trying to sing, which has like three or four high notes in it, which I'm really struggling with. And some days I feel like I'm getting better, and other days I just really don't. But yeah, I think because my voice is struggling a bit today, definitely not a day to try and do the facet. No, let's not do that. Sorry. So what else is going on? So I'm going to Australia for a month. It's going to be my dad's birthday when I'm there. Going to see my mom, going to see my dad, going to see my friends. Just generally have a good time. It's whenever I go to Australia, it's like a working holiday. I can't record new works when I'm there, so I tend to record in advance and then edit and write when I'm there. Which kind of keeps things going a little bit, but In order to keep the content flowing, it sort of means that I have to do like a lot of recording before I leave. And so I've trying to be record like crazy late. I've trying to be, oh my God, I've trying, I've been, oh, what the fuck? I've been trying to record like crazy lately. There we go, I got there. Just so I've got stuff to work on when I'm there. But I've also tried to make a lot of work in advance to schedule so that maybe I don't have to work that hard. So this month has been really busy. The main thing that I'm releasing when I'm there is going to be the thing that I've been talking about for a while now, the mega long audio, 1 hour, 40 minutes, male and female versions, Kidnapped by Your New Daddy. The longest, isn't the longest? Definitely the most epic thing that I've ever recorded. It was often when I've created longer series before, they're kind of written part by part and I don't really know where it's going, but this was recorded all as one. It was written all as one story. Like you might write a movie, for example, rather than just writing part by part and not really knowing where you're going to go with it. So I'm hoping that that means it's got like a bit more of a cinematic quality to it, a bit more of a cohesive story vibe. There's still essentially parts at like natural bits where the story or the scene changes. But yeah, hopefully you guys like it. Yeah, I'm really excited to release it. It's been on my to-do list of things to get around to for a really long time now. So yeah, a lot of work went into doing it, a lot of very late nights. I basically, once I started editing it, I just didn't stop for like day after day, just like non-stop, headphones on, just like locked in the zone, just editing like an absolute fucking maniac. And it drove me insane for a few days. It was quite stressful for a time there. But we got there, and it's uploaded, it's scheduled. It's so long and it took so much time that there is going to be gaps in my release schedule around it. Basically, like the amount of minutes of content that is dropping in this one audio is almost what I would normally do in an entire month. So in order to like actually just de-stress and take some time off, there might be after I release this audio, there might be like a week before that uploads and it's available. And then after that, it'll be like 10 days or something to the next audio after that. But hopefully the fact that you get a 1 hour, 40 minute audio will tide you over somewhat. But it also means that I can maybe for a while just concentrate on having a nice time with my family and friends while I'm back in Australia. So that's where we're going on with that. And anyway, yes, I feel like I meant to talk about Australia. I feel like I ended up talking about it as a diversion from the singing lessons. But yeah, basically, I want to continue my scales while I'm away. I suppose I could do like an online class with my teacher or something, but I don't know, it just doesn't feel the same. It's really good being there in the studio when she's got like the keyboard and she does the scales on the keyboard and I have to go with it. And you can hear it a lot more clearly. And it's like, you know, I've been meaning to do singing lessons, talking about it for years. But I get so busy with work, with this and with painting and just everything in life that I always really struggle to find time for it. But yeah, one of my sort of aims for this year is to just make more time for myself. You know, I'm incredibly lucky that I get to make my own schedule and I kind of work when I want, which ends up being all the time. And, you know, like I've achieved a measure of success here, which I'm really proud of. And I have to sometimes remind myself to like stop and appreciate that. And taking the time out to do the singing lessons is kind of one of the ways that I'm doing that. Making time for myself and doing something for myself that isn't just like working all day, every day. Oh, yeah, another thing... Another thing that I had been planning for next month, which I haven't actually got around to like sorting out or whatever yet. April last year was Bulge Month, where with every audio I released, I was going to also upload an accompanying bulge shot in underwear or yellow shorts or whatever. But yeah, I've actually been like working out a lot and trying to get back into shape. Sort of like as we're emerging from winter. Also, like uploading photos of myself is a good excuse to like force myself to like do some exercise, get back into shape a little bit. But I don't, I'm not actually sure if I'm going to get time to take the photos before I go to Australia. And I sort of want to do it at home here where I have privacy rather than while I'm staying at my mum's place. So, yeah, I don't know. Bulge month may have to get pushed back by a month, but if it does, well, I don't know. That's just life, isn't it? I was considering, I don't know if people would buy the underwear, if anyone's interested in buying the underwear that you see in the photographs, it occurred to me that like I could pop them on eBay or something. I don't know if that's crazy or just like, maybe I don't need to go into that level of complication, but I don't know. It could be a fun thing if people are interested in that. I had considered doing this before, selling underwear you could buy cum-soaked underwear or non-cum-soaked underwear, maybe with like a Polaroid of me wearing it or something, and just like, I don't know, like selling them online, but I don't know, it's a bit off, it's a bit outside of what I already do, and it's kind of like, I don't know if it's fucking around taking things to the post office. I don't know if I want to do it, but it's, I don't know, it's fun little thing to think about. I like thinking about all the ways that I, all the directions and places that I could take this project. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see. If people go feral enough in the comments, when I upload the photos, then maybe, who knows? Speaking of bulges and going feral, this is probably a good time in the audio to start talking about how I'm playing with my dick right now. For a lot of this winter, actually, I've been kind of like cold and, I don't know, feeling a bit like, I don't know, like my libido or my mojo or something is a bit reduced. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just like a winter thing or something. But then, you know, sometimes when I do start jerking off or having sex or something, I'm like, oh, wait, this is fucking fantastic, isn't it? And I remember how much I love it. How much I love, you know, just lazing around the house, stroking my cock, having a nice time while I play with my dick and touch myself up and make myself feel good. You know, sometimes when I record these, or usually when I record these, I normally try to use like a vibrator or loads of lube or something, or even like a male masturbator, something to like put a bit of an extra like spin on the process. But I feel like this time I'm just gonna have a natural, what would you call it? I don't know, like an organic wank, like it's, I'm not gonna complicate it with anything else. I'm just gonna stroke my cock for you. Just stroke my cock and play with my balls and just like, just go back to basics. Oh. Oh, and I feel like after I've done this, I might like run a bath or something, come all over myself, have a shower, wash it off, and then just have a, like a nice hot bath, and maybe that'll make me feel better. Masturbating makes me feel better as well, because of because it feels so fucking good. Oh yeah. Just a nice medicinal jerk off session. Playing with my cock. Make myself come all over myself. Oh yeah. I just got an idea. Maybe I should release a bulge shot with every ramble fap, and I can come on the underpants and then sell them. Wouldn't that... God, why does my brain, like, never stops? Why can't I just relax and enjoy it? I'm always, like, gotta be thinking of some idea for... Oh, God, fucking shut up. Just strike your dick and enjoy it. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Just tickling the head of it. Stroking the shaft and tickling the head of it. I really hope you're masturbating with me while you listen to this. I know, I feel like I talk about that every time I do a ramble fap, but it's just nice to think that, that there's like a... You know, like, I'm not really giving a performance in the same way. I'm not trying to, like, act or anything. I'm just enjoying myself, and it feels like a more intimate process if you guys are, like, masturbating while you listen to these as well. Oh, fuck. Here, I'll let you listen. Oh, listen to my cock while I stroke it. Oh. God. I'm usually, like, dominant during sex, but whenever I masturbate, I just start to feel really submissive. I don't know, like, something about just, like, giving yourself up to the pleasure, just... just giving yourself up in general and just, like, relaxing into it and just enjoying it. Pump, 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 pump. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Fuck. I love that I just get to be like a pervert. Pervert on the fucking internet. And just like make a spectacle of myself and share myself like this. For your enjoyment. So that you can stroke yourself. You can play with your clit and stroke your cocks or do whatever the fuck you want to do. Along with me. Feeling my thick fucking hard cock in my hand, pumping it up and down, while I talk to you about what I'm doing, while I stroke myself, while I fucking pump it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna take myself to the edge. I'm gonna get myself to the edge. And then I'm gonna pull back. And maybe you should do it with me. If you can. Oh. 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 Oh,
Stop. Stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, stop. 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 One more time. One more time. I'm gonna try and get my dick closer to the microphone so maybe you can, like, hear it. Maybe you can, like, hear me stroking while I moan. So I'm kind of, like, curled up around it. My dick on one side and my mouth on the other. Just, like, imagining actually doing that to someone now. Like, whispering into their ear while I jerk off into the other ear. Oh, fuck. Pumping my big fucking hard cock. Getting myself to the edge again. Oh, fuck. I need to calm. I need to calm. And then I'm gonna go get in the bath and relax. Oh god. Lying on my back on the floor. Okay, I'm gonna take my. And take all my fucking clothes off. I'm gonna get completely naked while I do this since I'm about to get straight into the bath. Oh my god, fucking. Get off! Stupid fucking trousers. Lying naked on the floor of my lounge room, stroking my cock, getting ready to shoot my cum all over myself. Oh god. Masturbating is always so much better when you've got, like, a buddy to do it with. Oh fuck. Just imagine that you're, like, shoulder to shoulder with me right now. We both masturbate together. Fuck. Oh, God. So you can watch me cum all over myself. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna cum. I'm gonna cum. Fuck. I'm gonna cum. Buy throat lozenges today when I was out. I really mean to get some, but, like, I totally forgot, and I'm now, like, suddenly wishing that I really had them. I'll have to have, like, a honey and lemon tea while I'm in the bath or something. Oh my god. Thank you for sharing an intimate moment with me. I feel like I haven't done one of these for a couple of months. I might have missed one in January. So it's good to do it again. I guess if I'm away all of next month, I probably won't get to do one until April now, so. Oh, God. Okay. Pull it together. Thank you, everyone, for listening and for, as always, for your membership and your patronage and everything. It means the world to me. I'm eternally always so, so, so grateful to you. But now I need to go and rest and relax myself. So you will hear from me again soon, the next time I post. I have to hurry up because I've got cum on me. And as I've said before, at the end of these things, there's a certain amount of time before the cum seems to, like, I guess your body temperature, like, warms it up, and then it, like, liquefies and, like, dribbles down everywhere. Or so I find, anyway. The next audio that you get from me is going to be the mega long 1 hour, 40 minutes kidnapped by your new daddy. I really, really hope you like it. I'm so excited for you guys to listen to it, and I gotta go. So I'll see you again soon. Bye.